It's kind of one of those things, it's like the duck. You know, you see a duck in the water, right? The duck looks like it's cool, but the duck's freaking working hard under the water. Wow, I'm working hard, working hard. That's how our place is. We look cool, but we're working hard.
So Trace, I hear that you are currently pursuing a real estate license. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, I've been working on it for a couple months now.
Couple months? And what does that all entail for our future real estate agents out there?
It is 180 hours of coursework, 6 exams. So they're spread out. Like, people say that you can get it done in 6 weeks, but since COVID has been a thing, you have to schedule like proctored exams. So that's been a real pain in the ass. They like only have a proctor every 2 to 3 weeks. So yeah, nothing too crazy.
So at this point in it, would you say it's harder, easier, or different than the difficulty of your doctorate of physical therapy?
It's just different. It's definitely tougher than I thought it was going to be, but I've heard from the couple people that I've talked to is that the pre stuff is actually harder than the actual exam because they don't want you to fail. It's not really all that challenging. It's just memorizing vocab, basically. It's not like anything I haven't seen before or anything like that. Like, it's just putting in time with it. It's much less material than PT school, but you're doing it a little bit quicker. So I don't know. It's tough, challenging, more challenging than I thought it would be, but not, I mean, that's not anything crazy.
What are the practicals like?
You go to a house and you just start talking to people. You have no idea what you're saying, but you know, it's kind of like a PT school practical. Like, you show up, everyone's disappointed that you're not doing the job right, and then you go home and you try better next time.
And you just get blamed for everything.
Exactly.
What's the biggest similarity between real estate and physical therapy?
So I'm looking more to be like a buyer's agent. So there you're trying to kind of serve the public-ish in the sense of you're getting somebody who is looking to make the biggest purchase of their life. So I kind of relate that to PT school, is you got to take someone through a time that's pretty overwhelming for them, kind of educate them through the process. And hopefully in the end, you know, everyone ends up happy and not mad at your plan of care.
Yes. Spoken like a professional. Yeah. So yeah, you're going to, at the end of this year, you're going to have, when are you going to get the license?
The goal would be by the end of this year. If not, it'll be the very beginning of 2021.
Cool. So it
depends on those exams.
So I will definitely use you when purchasing a home by then, because I'm definitely not going to get a home before the end of this year.
You're not trying to buy one for Christmas or anything?
I'm good.
Get that holiday special?
I mean, we are going through a COVID special right now of real estate, right?
It's the wrong way for you, though, if you're trying to buy a house.
Yeah,
it's making everything way expensive right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the supply and demand. No one's trying to sell their house because no one's trying to move out. So everything that I've heard is there's a shortage right now in places to buy, and you can get money for almost no interest. So it's like people are putting up an extra $20,000, $30,000 on homes because there's like 2.75 interest rates sometimes, depending on your credit and everything. So you can get money cheap and they just throw it at people.
It's free real estate.
I don't know if you've ever worked with anybody that's just kind of throwing money at a product that they don't know anything about quite yet and just hoping for the best, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah, he's looking at you, Tyler.
It's just, what's that new, there's got to be a new, like sexy thing to go sign up for, right? To go spend $2,000 a year, new convention that's going to make me better.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about how there's a, what's the return on investment there, right? It's you put all this money into something and the amount of money you put in should equal the amount of returns you get, right?
Yeah, are you talking home buying or?
I'm talking about online courses.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the typical ROI is for online courses.
Well, that being said, when's your online course coming out on home buying?
I feel like I need to sell a house or have someone buy a house first. Maybe have an idea of what I'm talking about a little bit.
Cred. No, but that's awesome, man. The parallels between serving the public there in PT school or being a PT, that's awesome. And shit, the public needs it because there's so much. I know you also have a passion for educating people on finance as well. And boy, do we need it.
Yeah, between like PT, bartending, and real estate, they're all basically the same thing. It's like you're trying to talk someone through a decision they're getting ready to make and, you know, hope it works out for the best for them. Give them the right tools and hope they don't screw it up.
While getting them drunk.
You know, sometimes. Well.
Do they do alcohol at like open houses or is it just coffee?
They do in the Valley. If you haven't seen Selling Sunset.
Is that the one where like it's like the really expensive homes?
The Oppenheim Group, yeah. Wherever they're at.
Somewhere in California, right?
Yeah. They had one that was burgers and Botox. So you could go there and get your Botox injections.
No.
At the open house.
No.
Yeah. It was like a $5 million home that they were selling. So
we could do that. We could do that with physical therapy. We could just give away some mobilizations and bring some barbells, man.
Yeah.
Give some treatment.
Something dry needling. You could do that.
Yeah.
Easy. This is veering off topic, but it's just something I was thinking about today was, Trace, how are you feeling about it being October the 11th, 2020, and it being 98 degrees outside in this Texas weather?
It's better than the 32 degrees that my parents said that they were getting. I'd much rather deal with this. They had a day last week where it's like, yeah, it hit down into the 30s last night. It's like, huh, it was 65 here at night.
Suckers.
Yeah.
Suckers.
Never trade winter for heat right now. Like, nah. I'm still in shorts and a t-shirt.
It's the good life down here.
Yeah.
So we've got two life events happening with the people I'm talking to today, Trace and Jared. And I just kind of want you guys to give, I would love for you guys to give some updates to the general world. Cause we know we're global, baby.
Yo, I see you Sweden. Shout out to Sweden and Australia. Huge international listener base right there.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
So Trace, let's go with you. And then Jared, I want to ask you a few questions about that because big life events. So someone, first time home buyer, what have you been in the house for, like a year, Trace? No, it's like 10 months, right?
No, it's been a year. We actually just hit our year this last weekend.
All right. You know, you're still relatively young in your life, relatively new in your career. And then,
he's young. You don't have to put relatively. You don't have to. The backhand,
you know, you're like kind of young,
you know. I'm like way not young compared to Patrick Mahomes, who's got $500 million. So
know, right. So what are you learning with this whole house buying process and you know, has like your water heater broke and you have to replace your roof yet already, and you hate your neighbors and you want to get out of there immediately? Is that how it goes?
Nah, we've been pretty lucky so far. We haven't had anything significant break. We had one like plumbing issue that they had to deal with, but we had the first year kind of warranty stuff, so it wasn't bad. The roof was reshingled right before we got it, so that wasn't any kind of an issue. It's been pretty smooth so far, and we've been house hacking too. So we got a student that lives with us and pays part of the mortgage. So that's cool as well. Makes it cheaper. So it's been cheaper than the apartment, and we actually have a little bit of equity built up in the home. So far everything's fine. We'll knock on wood. Hopefully nothing screws up or nothing blows up on us.
That's got to feel good to be spending less money than an apartment, right? But I'm going to challenge you a little bit, right? Because I've watched a few YouTube videos, so I'm kind of an expert. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? Your house is an liability, not an asset. Do you still agree with that concept, or
that's the idea of if you buy a house that stretches your income, it's a liability because you technically aren't making any money off of it. Like, it's just a really bad savings account if that's what you're using it for. Like, in 30 years you'll pay off your home, but you know, if that only saved you $240,000 or whatever a house would be worth around our area that just average housing price in our area. You could have made a lot more than $240,000 with the investment. Like, you basically paid probably close to $400,000. So you're paying a lot of interest. It's not a good idea. That's why we are doing the house hacking for ours. So we're getting, you know, $650 a month of cash flow just for renting out a room, basically. So as of right now, it's still kind of an asset versus a liability. We'll see if we kind of keep doing it moving forward, though. But the goal is to get into, you know, rental properties. So then that way someone else is paying the mortgage, and then it becomes more of an asset versus that liability. So it depends on how you play it, I think.
So I'm basically going to have a roommate for the rest of my life till I'm 90.
I mean, hopefully Jamie's not going to move out. So,
okay. Okay. All right. Moving on. Good to know that the you don't have to replace the flooring and you don't get screwed over immediately on all new houses. Jared, Dr. Aguilar, you have been with this company for like a year now, and you guys are opening up a brand new business. Lofty goals, lofty expectations, high expectations.
Couldn't pick a better time to do that.
What sort of things have you learned or you want to share with people about this process of starting something from nothing?
Yeah, starting from nothing. And, you know, caveat here is that I don't have any equity in this company. I was brought on as a very early employee for this venture capital company. And, man, you go check us out now, teamroi.com. And this thing was supposed to open up in June with this big sports complex. And now it's been postponed to October with everything. I think one of the biggest – I've learned a bunch of lessons about business, about working with people, about money, and projects. Man, there's so many lessons. I'm trying to think of one big one, because it's been a lot. I'm very grateful, because it's a unique opportunity that I've been a part of, that I wouldn't have gotten anyplace else, working like in a hospital setting or working in a traditional outpatient setting. It's a really unique opportunity, and it was a risk to kind of make that jump to this unknown PT clinic startup by a venture capital company. But I'm grateful I did, because especially looking back on it now, I probably would have been furloughed if I was at the quote unquote safe job. And who knows? And then it just would have been, you know, down a bad path to selling drugs from there. But, you know, I think whenever you're, because at times it's chaos with COVID, and with such a young company, and you've got influence from all these people, and you're having to educate people on what the industry is that you're in, of what PT, what fitness, what strength and conditioning is. And it's a lot of hard conversations had to be had, a lot of people not seeing eye to eye. And I think I learned so much about having to play, I was gonna say politics, but having to play the game of working with people with different personalities that have kind of been thrust together trying to make this big thing turn into something and actually get developed amidst a global crisis. And it's, I think the biggest lesson I've learned is just to keep speaking up and not taking a passive role in anything. Like, even though your title says this, even though some people may see you as this, is don't let that fuck with your head, because it's the worst feeling in the world when you feel like you're not being heard or you're not being listened to, and then the negative self-talk in your brain kind of reinforces that, and you're stuck at home and you don't really have any outlets, and then you just start like hating everybody. Because your mind's playing those negative tricks, but if you reach out to people and you talk to people and you take more of an assertive role and not just sit back and be like, fuck y'all, I think that can lead to more positivity, more better mental health, and better outcomes for yourself and a team. I don't know if that made any sense at all, but
so how do you feel like Reach Outcomes has developed you getting ready, like in the changing world that is Austin?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you are more or less ready for your first open mic due to everything that you've been through with Reach Outcomes?
We're talking about stand up.
Oh yeah. Now that Rogan's down here, changing the comedy scene down here.
Yeah.
Has Reach Outcomes given you any interesting stories that will prep you for your first open mic?
I've got so much more material now to work with from working with Venture Capital. Yeah, man, I'm ready. I can't wait to meet Joe Rogan. Hopefully we'll be able to get his ass in the space and continue to meet some really cool people through our networks and through the networks of people on the team. He's in town. He's going to open a comedy club up, right? At some point.
Yeah. I think it's going to be like a comedy. What's the word that he used? I don't know. Like ranch. Like
yeah.
Comedy ranch.
Guy. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's do it. We'll have our, shout out to CrossFit Austin, Tim and Jen. They have already bought the name and the domain of Recovery Ranch. So if we got the Recovery Ranch going, Rogan's gonna have his comedy ranch going, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be up in any of both of those places, because that's what we do. We do recovery, we do healthcare, and we do comedy, and we're well equipped to handle that. Yes, and Onnit isn't looking too good right now, right? Onnit's kind of going.
What happened? What happened to Onnit?
Well, DeFranco pulled out, right?
Oh, yeah.
DeFranco pulled out, and they're kind of struggling. But I think Rogan like has some ownership in there, so maybe I shouldn't. I think I just ruined my Joe Rogan connection. But anyway, yeah, man, it's gonna be a fun finale to 2020. Yeah, it's been weird not being physically in a clinic since.
That's we like started that. Seeing patients again in clinic like more than like one or two. And it's been real nice. Like for a while I was kind of like, I don't know if this whole physical therapy thing kind of like looking elsewhere ish. Cause we just weren't seeing anybody. And like, it's cool to do telehealth, but there's something to be had about, you know, working with someone face to face. I don't really do much hands on, but like just being around somebody as they're getting better. I don't know how to explain it. Like the patient interaction is a main reason of getting into PT, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's been good kind of being busier, kind of, you know, having an occasional double booking, like, oh goodness, we haven't had that in a while. Yeah. So
were you, it's like, Trace, were you saying you're getting ready to leave the profession during that time?
I had been looking for other ways to work remote and kind of leverage my time a little bit better, like something project management ish administrative, something where it's like I had a set goal, because for PT it's like our productivity, no one really was pushing too hard because of COVID. So, which is cool, but you know, it was cool for like the first month, and then you're 6 months in and it's like, all right, is this going to get any better anytime soon? Like, I don't know. So I'm glad that kind of getting patients back in clinic more consistently and not just like hit or miss. It's been like a breath of fresh air kind of. Cause I'm not, as you can tell, like me going towards real estate or anything else, I'm not super attached to the degree. Like it's more, how can I help people? How can I make money? And then how can I retire before I'm 65? So
leverage.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is it because you get to see like we talk about investments here. It's like you get to see yourself investing into this person in real time, and you get to see like, oh, they're walking now. Oh, they're feeling better about life now, especially the hard cases that you have over there in the VA. I'm sure that's super rewarding.
Yeah, it's been nice too, because they have me working like I'm more of our ortho guy now. So the guy post or the people post surgery. So there you just know like the time span and recoveries are a little bit better than some of the chronic pain stuff. It's a little bit quicker. Like someone has a total knee, you know, I can pretty much tell them what it's going to look like unless something goes wrong. Whereas like someone who has chronic pain, they come in, it's like, well, my back's hurt for 40 years. I put on, you know, 150 pounds since I got out. and now I don't do anything. It's like, oh, well, we got some hurdles to jump here. Not that it can't be done. It's just,
yeah. And then you go break out the actual hurdles and be like, all right, now step over them.
Exactly. Yep.
He'll toe. And now we come to Dr. Adams over there with his amazing, I think he's probably had the most volume out of all of us by far. Yeah.
COVID hasn't affected Dr. Adams at all.
It's health business, probably.
No one else will see him, so come on over.
Like everybody else is closed, and they come on over. I had this theory going for a little bit that, and I fully believed it. I'll admit, I fully believed it, that there was little, if not any, professions or any body that had more real encounter with the general public with COVID, such as me, meaning like a nurse is like fully gowned up and a patient's sitting in bed, and I get it, but like I'm dealing with people like return to sport athletes sometimes that are breathing their ass off, right? Like huffing and puffing. And I'm like, oh, let's do some like cervical moves real quick. Let me just get real close. So I was to this point where I was thinking like, I think I've had so much micro exposure that like, there's no way I can get it. Like if I would have got it, it would have happened by now. Right. You know, it's, And then Trump and all of his cronies got COVID, and that theory kind of went to total shit because I feel like he was probably in a similar situation interacting with people all the time, you know? And when he got it, I was like, that's okay. So it can be October and you can still get COVID. That's
I don't know if anyone's tested the microdosing effect of COVID. Like you just daily encounters with it.
That's what that was my theory, but I asked it one time at lunch. I asked my coworkers. I said, "Okay, who has interacted with more possible people that are or more people that are possibly positive for COVID, us or Trump? Who's interacted with more people?" And they all agreed that Trump's probably interacted with more people that had the possibility of being positive for COVID. Would you guys agree with that? I mean, I'm averaging, you know, I average probably 10, 11. It's my averaging 10, 11 a day right now. So Trump probably sees more.
I don't know. I feel like you're closer though. Like the whole 6 feet kind of thing. Like they probably have a bubble around Trump of people. Like it's got, you know, a couple levels of defense it's got to get through, which clearly it did.
And but, you've flown too.
I've flown quite a lot, actually. Flown a lot
because you don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Like I don't know, we've talked about this before, so I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's just to me it's just like it's really funny that when I interact with someone they're like, you know, I've been really worried about coming in. I'm like, oh, you haven't seen someone in like 6 months. Oh, well, welcome to the jungle, baby. I'm your tour guide.
Yeah, it's like in those zombie movies when you run and you find somebody in the bunker. You're like, all right, here's a machete. Now we got to go fight these zombies. Get ready.
Yeah, like, maybe that's who I am. And like, I'm not saying I'm like over there, like total like far right wing. And I'm like, dude, fuck a mask. That's stupid. I'm like, you know, I'm all masked up and everything like that. Don't get me wrong. But yeah.
You're the Rick Grimes of the pandemic right now.
Yeah, that's right.
You were forced into it. You didn't want it, but you know.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super interesting, man. Because I guess we've all had that thought, like, are we immune to COVID? Because it's October now. We've had to have some. You've definitely had encounters with it, Tyler, for sure. Trace, you get tested on a regular basis.
Yeah, my face will never be the same. Just constantly poking my brain.
Yeah, like it. And have any of y'all had the antibody tests?
Mm-hmm.
And what? Look at you, Trace.
Well, yeah.
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, you haven't had it?
No, I've had the test. I haven't had COVID yet.
Dang.
bogus, man.
Yeah. No, we're still going strong.
Yeah.
Vulnerable.
I know. It's out here in the wild, baby.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Do you guys, like, when you do feel either, like, because it's flu season, like, there's allergies, do you ever think just, like, I'm feeling crappy today, I probably have COVID? Because I feel like that's a constant thought. Like, once a week, I'm like, I bet I have COVID right now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, especially, yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to get a flu shot.
Are you going to be taking the COVID vaccine when it comes out right away? You lining up or are you waiting?
I would be down to take it. I would be down to take it, I guess. I guess?
I'm not. I guess? Let's go. Let's go. I mean, I'd probably take it, and I probably would have probably a false sense of confidence in everything being okay.
I'd probably be mandated to take it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still questionable. If it take, they're like, oh, it takes 4 years to get a vaccine passed. We can do it in one. It's like.
Yeah. Forget regulations. We never had them there for the right place in the room. Here's what happens to me, Trace. I'm like working out, I'm like doing terrible with a workout, and I'm like breathing all hard, and I'm like, maybe it's just COVID. Maybe that's why I suck at working out.
I'm not in shape. It's just COVID.
It's not being out of shape. Certainly, that's not it. And then I have to think, I'm like, no, this always has sucked. This never was very fun.
God damn you, Shanti.
Hey, I'm on this new thing. I think I told you guys. It got into the second month of Shanti's insanity. And there was this move where it was like quick feet. And he made you do a 360 spin and clap. And he just lost me at that point. I did it like for like probably 20 seconds and then I just stopped. And Jamie was still sitting there spinning and clapping. And I was like, what are we doing? Yeah. But I'm on this new stuff. If anybody's out there and on the Beachbody app, this guy, it's just like, it's basically their new Shanti stuff, but it does involve dumbbells and it's called The Work. This guy named Caesar. And I'm digging the program. I think it's a pretty well established program.
So more strength stuff? Less
definitely more strength stuff. Yeah, it's definitely more strength stuff. He's like, you have to have a pull up bar, and he does like isometric holds, pull up bar, and like negatives. And just a lot more of those like kind of what is newer age cool stuff. You're like, oh, I know this move, like this like new like side plank clamshell.
That's your shit all day.
Yeah, man.
Strength,
I'm
bro.
Like, hey, man, I'm about this. Like, it's good. It's good, and it's actually got a lot of agility in it. It's got a lot of strength because he trains like basketball players. So it's a lot of like single leg lateral hopping, and then like it's good. It's nice, good. If anybody's out there looking for something, I support it.
Has he got your knee right? Because you're gonna have to step in for the Titans pretty soon. Their entire team.
My Titans.
They're getting kicked out of the league.
Titans are getting kicked out of the league. God dang, man, those guys. My knee is so much stronger than it was. Truly remarkable to see. The knee takes time. The ACL surgery takes time, but it's really awesome. If you just have confidence, it just keeps getting better and better little by little. So when I was in a wedding a couple months ago, I was an inch smaller on the thigh, which is not good. I kind of don't believe them, by the way. I need to measure it myself. But I bet you maybe I'm half an inch now. I think I've gotten some girth back.
Yeah. And the knee's doing good too?
Knee's solid.
As a jazz. Trace got it. Hey, there we go. There we go. If you're looking for some objective measurements, I did get a mini crane scale, so we can play with that sometime.
Yeah, baby.
If you want to know your objective strength.
Yeah, where you just like kick into it or something like that.
Yeah, we can set it up.
That was in a – there's one of those in a rehab clinic I was in. We had this guy who's like a labor worker. He had just completely – I know. But he had just completely shattered his leg. And we were trying to do his ability to pull and push against the wall. And what he did was he didn't use his leg that was operated on, and he broke. And he just stood on the unoperated leg and pulled the entire support thing out of the wall. And I was like, well, that's not how that test is supposed to go.
This is an internship?
Yeah.
And so was he like, cleared for return to work?
It was up to me at that point. I was like, I don't even know what to document. Patient didn't even use his leg and pulled it out of the wall. So like functionally, I guess he can go as long as he doesn't use that leg. He's like, oh, I guess I passed. I was like, I don't know what to say right now. All right. Any big other updates in y'all's world the public needs to know about? No new cats or anything?
Man, that's about as much of the update as I can think of. I mean, we'll at some point we'll need to bring on some other guests.
Yeah, we can do that.
and get the show rolling in full force. I can't wait again to meet up in person. And actually do more local stuff, because I think we can broaden our reach internationally and especially locally too, with I'm sure people, businesses and whatnot will be needing some help with getting their message out there.
If you guys haven't checked out Jared's Instagram in a while, you should really check out how tall his hair is nowadays. It's quite impressive.
I appreciate that. I'm coming out with a line of hair care products too that we can help market with Duck Legs. It'll be in the ethnic section, so that'll be good for us.
And for the record, between Trace and Jared, they have 5 cats.
5 cats!
So,
5 cats, 9 eyes.
He has 3 cats. He has 3 cats.
Yeah, 3 cats and a dog.
Nice.
Yeah. We're living the life.
Got the kitty cat gang over there.
Gang. But yeah, we're 8 season finale. Any predictions to wrap up 2020? Who's winning it?
I think here's the prediction, and we'll listen to this back, and you'll see that I'm Nostradamus.
And I'm talking about the WWF Championship. Anything else more important.
I've been trying to follow up with the more of the things. I feel like there's like 7 different professional wrestling leagues right now, by the way.
AEW is the shit.
AEW, that's the one we need to look at.
Is that the
up,
one by right. Triple H? Or is that's a different one?
No, AEW is not affiliated with WWE at all. AEW is its own thing out in Jacksonville, which I think, I guess the Jacksonville Jaguars owner.
Khan.
Yeah, Khan. I think it's Khan's baby, and he hooked up with the Rhodes family, Cody Rhodes, and like they got Jericho, they got Chris Jericho's over there. They got some guys from WWE, and basically their whole thing is like they're employees, different than the WWE, which is I don't know if you heard this news, but quick tangent. As I'm getting back into pro wrestling. So WWE kind of sucks, right? They classify all their wrestlers as independent contractors, which means they don't have to give them healthcare. They even just came out and said, you know, you guys are making some money on Twitch. Fuck that. You can't do Twitch anymore. By the way, we still own your names, the rights to your names and all that shit. So that's not the independent contractor. That's not what it is. They should be employees. So they're probably going to come under some heat with that. But AEW is this new pro wrestling company that's like, hey, you're going to be employees. We're going to pay. We're going to advocate for equal pay for men and women wrestlers. And they seem to be doing a lot of cool shit. And they're not having any writers. So they're not depending on stupid pro wrestling writing like WWE E is currently, and having Rey Mysterio fake that he lost an eye and other shit like that. But I apparently got the pro wrestling bug again. So
what nights does it come on?
Wednesday nights, AEW Wednesday Night Dynamite. So one day we'll all have to get in a pro. I think one day I'm going to, when I get enough money, I'm going to pay for us all to, go to a pro wrestling boot camp and get some training. If you guys are down for that.
Hell yeah.
And we'll debut in some matches. Doing the independent circuit, you know. But more important news. Tyler, who's going to win the presidential election?
I'm over here looking up, like, what kind of wrestlers they have and everything like that. Looked like a Goldberg's in the AEW.
I don't think so. I know they got Matt Hardy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I recognize this Saheed Khan guy, the dude from the Jaguars owner. I know who that is.
The only reason I knew that is because he was from U of I. He was the guy that donated a bunch of money to our college, and it was known that he was a Jaguars owner. So
I was very impressed. As soon as you said, like, Khan, I was like, okay, apparently Trace is, like, up to date on all the
– Yeah, y'all don't know that?
The owners of the NFL. Maybe that's something I should know. I think Biden's going to win. I think Trump's going to do some crazy little things to and during the transition period. That's why I honestly think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's going to be sweet. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be good television.
It's going to be great television.
Yeah.
To quote Rage Against the Machine, right? The thin line between entertainment and war.
Damn, isn't that true?
Right?
Isn't that the truest shit of 2020? Yeah. What's Trace? What is an event that is yet to be seen in 2020 that's going to happen? Like, what's your wild card? Ooh. What crazy shit is going to happen that hasn't happened yet?
I think Austin's going to get 6 inches of snow this winter. Yeah. And it's all going down. That's the end. We're locking the city down again.
Yeah. This would be a snow day year. Definitely.
I think I would be much more terrified in Austin of going out if there was snow than I ever was with COVID. Because that means I have to drive, and there's no way anyone on the road's doing that right.
Yeah, we don't know how to drive with rain.
Or sunshine.
True. Point made.
Those overpasses? Terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck those UEs. Fuck those U-turns.
Dude, yeah. God, Texas roads.
I'll just go to a light and make two lefts. Sometimes I just get scared of making a U-turn.
Yeah, it's weird.
Up north. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely talk again before the year is over. We're still in October. We still got to make it through Halloween. You know,
we still got to drop one like right the week before the election.
Yeah,
that could be a little, you know.
We should, yeah. We could do live election coverage. We could just go live, and we could live like a political news organization. That'd be fun as shit.
That would be pretty fun.
We just copy and paste info from like CNN. It looks like Alabama's going to Biden. How about that? That's crazy. That's crazy 2020. Trace, what do you think about that? You're down there in Montgomery. Yeah. Shit. That'd be, maybe we should do something like that. We should just totally make fun of shit. As we do. Well, listeners, reach out if you're going through anything. We got your back. This episode has been sponsored by All Elite Wrestling. Shout out Khan for donating some money to the Duck Legs Fund. And other than that, we'll be seeing you next week sometime. Peace.